welcome back into the Grow Room with Bob and Jay. I'm Bob Bupka. So darn proud to be here with Jay Randolph Jr. You probably know him better as STL Golf Geek on Twitter. Well, the weather here in Houston area has all of a sudden turned into the dog days of summer. What's it like in your neck of the woods, Mr. Randolph?
If Noah was around, he'd be thinking about finding some wood. It has rained a ton. We haven't really strung 2 days that have been nice together. It's great for fairways, but it's not good for golf business. And people are jonesing, and they want to get out. And it looks like we're going to go from semi-late winter to an early summer. It's going to be 90 on Tuesday. So it's wild.
Well, it was wild down at the Mexican Open. They successfully held their first tournament under that name, and now it's a full PGA Tour event, and they come up with a great winner. Your buddy John Rahm, Rambo, on top.
And it was a case in point where the best player in the field won the golf tournament. And, going into Sunday, I was hopeful that John would get it done and not kind of have an off day and maybe somebody have a good day and catch him. I just felt like getting back into the winner's circle, getting a little momentum for John, who had kind of lost that momentum, 2 weeks before, getting it before the PGA Championship at Southern Hills, a golf course which I think he'll like. It's big for Rahm, and let's hear what he had to say after the W in Mexico.
I'm honored. I know I could get it done, and I came this week wanting to do it. I've spoken in length about the importance of Seve and his impact in the game of golf and how, I play because of him. Always be positive. I see him as one of my traits. Yes, I might seem frustrated sometimes. Yes, I might let some anger out and I might do some things, but I'm always hopeful and I'm always positive, and that was key today. I never lost faith. I never lost my approach and my confidence, and that's why I got it done.
He's one heck of a player, Jay. And the more I watch this guy, I mean, he drives it unbelievable. He's good with that short stick. Man, he's tough.
I felt like out of the crop of players that we're starting to build that type of a rep as one of the next great players. And at the time, Bryson DeChambeau was in that. Let's not forget that. John just seemed like he had more of the tools at a higher level. Now, again, Morikawa has set that bar. He's at 2 and did it in 2 years. John got his last year. He's going to get one at Augusta sooner or later. But, these things, as Bob mentions, are few and far between because there's only 4 of them during a golf year. And, that's got to be a good sign for John heading to Tulsa.
Well, speaking of good signs, I never missed you more than I did last week when I made my return to an actual golf tournament in person. Due to COVID, due to some medical issues, I've been away from being active on the scene now for a little over a couple of years.
Too long.
And I had the opportunity to go to the Insperity Invitational, and I was saying, boy, I wish Jay was here with me. It's like fantasy land. I walked down on the range, and who do I run into first but Hale Irwin? Who's he talking to? Bernhard Langer. I'm saying to myself, and I said to Janice, can you believe this? We're talking to 2 guys here that have won over 80 times on the Champions Tour. Just incredible stuff. Joey Sindelar, who's always been a friend. Vijay Singh, I'll have more about him in just a minute. He really was a surprise. The other big surprise I had was the reaction of David Duval, just so accommodating. And, he really didn't like the media when he was at the top of his game. on the ladies' side, Lori Davies was there, Julie Inkster, Pat Bradley. Pat Bradley's 71 years old right now.
Wow.
But boy, did she hit it dead solid. I mean, the sound of that golf ball coming off her driver is incredible. Two or three times I had to turn around and take a look, and she takes it back perfectly. She's got a lot of game for 71. And then when I miss you the most is when we went into the locker room, Jay, and I sit down, and who's there but Annika Sorenstam, Lee Trevino, who, by the way, said, make sure you say hello to Jay's dad and Jay Jr. for me. Lee, a big fan of the Randolphs. Gary Player and Jack Nicklaus. I mean, good golly, Miss Molly. You talk about thinking you're a kid in the candy store. Can you imagine surrounded by that greatness? I was finding it very difficult to say anything. I'm saying to myself, how the heck do I even say anything to this foursome of greatness that is in front of me? Gary Player continues to amaze, Jay, and I know you're amazed too. At 86 years old, you cannot believe the physical condition that man is in.
Yes, I can. I mean, he's amazing. He's unbelievable. As I told you before we went on, the man has flown more miles around the world than anybody. The only people that have flown more are astronauts. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, he's just amazing. And I think, I know what you're saying, Bob, because when I saw Bob has been around each one individually and hung out with all four and been around all four on numerous occasions. I've been lucky enough to do the same. But to have them all four there together in Houston, and I love the mix of Annika, because if she's not the greatest female player, she's the most important female player, I think, of the modern generation, other than, you know, Zaharias and Patty Berg and the gals that got it all going. But, Bob, I was so envious of you and Janice to be in that crew.
Let me share the difference between Lee Trevino and Gary Player. Gary informed us he plays 18 holes every day. Every day, 18 holes. Lee Trevino has a little different approach. Lee says he goes to the range, he hits each club in his bag, five shots, and then he leaves. He's finished for the day. Very rarely plays. I mean, one guy hitting five shots per club, another guy playing 18 holes. And you know what the most fun of all? Can you, you know, because you think Jack Nicklaus, you know, you think you almost have been elevated up into heaven just being in his presence. But
sure,
he brought himself right down to earth when he makes the statement, hey, Barbara, I'm supposed to be wearing a pink shirt. And Barbara says, we're going to try and get one from the pro shop. Oh, Jack, there's no pink shirts in the pro shop. And then one of Jack's mavens said, well, we'll call another pro shop. There was a mad scramble in and around the Woodlands to get Jack Nicklaus a pink shirt to wear, because it was pink out day at Insperity. And then, much to my amazement, they show up with a pink shirt, and there's Jack. He just stands up, whips off his old shirt, and standing there, I'm saying, good golly, Miss Molly, Jack Nicklaus without a shirt on, and he puts it on, the pink one. How's this look, Barbara? Oh, it looks great, Jack. All right, I'm ready now. So, Jack Nicklaus.
Such a real guy. I mean,
real guy. Yeah. I couldn't have said it any better, Jay. And here's what Gary Player had to say about, you know, the greats, the all-time greats. He said, Ben Hogan hit the golf ball better than anybody he's ever seen. Jack Nicklaus was the best golfer that he's ever seen. And Gary also brought up, you know, he said there's so many arguments about between Tiger and Jack on being the greatest. Tiger Woods has 21 first and second place finishes in majors. Jack Nicklaus has 37. 19 times, Jay, and you know it well, 19 times finishing second in a major. Man, how good he had to be.
And certainly was. Did you see our man Epps, Charlie?
I did see Charlie Epps. He was in fine stead. He also said to say hello to you. I go out to Houston. You got more friends. I'm saying, golly, I live in Houston, been living here 25 years. Jay Randolph's got as many friends as I do.
Well, Bob, this week it's the Wells Fargo Championship, but wait a minute. It's a TPC Anvil outside of D.C. Normally, as most of our listeners that are golf geeks know, it's a Quail Hollow. But remember a couple years ago when they had the PGA? Well, the course is now being prepared for the President's Cup. Bob, it's a decent field. You've got those guys that maybe like to prepare for a major by playing the week before Tulsa. You got Rory. And, you know, I think a lot of people are wondering if he can keep a little magic that he's found going, obviously with that final round at Augusta. Keegan Bradley's in the field. Abe Ancer, who's always a threat. Matthew Fitzpatrick, as he gets ready. And Ricky Fowler, who, you know, in a sense, Bob, is still searching.
No, he really is. And a lot of fans rooting for Ricky Fowler, as you well know. Mr. Randolph, one of the crowd favorites. We got Sergio competing, Tyrrell Hatton, Bo Hassler, Francisco Molinari, who's, you know, seems to have found some form. Patrick Reed still searching. Watch out for Patrick Reed when we get to Tulsa. I just have a funny feeling about him.
This might be a good week.
Yeah,
this might be a good week for Reed to kind of get in that right mode for Tulsa. I think that's a good call, Bob. We're going to reach down in the news bag on this edition of In the Grill Room. Golf Digest has, Bob, come out with an article about Greg Norman's Saudi LIV tour after an ESPN interview. You remember Mickelson blasted the tour about restricting players' ability. Monahan then made it clear that the players could not play in the Saudi League and PGA Tour. He basically said there will be a lifetime ban. Monahan, Phil, withdrew from all golf appearances. We didn't see him at the Masters. It was a weird situation. Well, Norman has responded in the article relating to Phil's comments that Phil's comments hurt the PGA Tour. It hurt the LIV series. It hurt the game of golf and hurt Phil and created negative momentum against the Saudi League. I so disagree with Greg Norman as it relates to some of this. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Greg Norman must have one of the great egos of all times. You know, to put this all on Phil is not fair to Phil. And you know, Norman says, Bob, that 15 of the top 100 have asked from waivers from PGA Tour and DP World Tours. I would love to know how many are DP World Tour players. I mean, you can go down the list and you can look at like number 76, Ryosuke Kinoshita. If I was him, I'd play. I'd play in it. Nikolai Hoggard. If I was Nick, I'd play. Oliver Becker, he's 89th. I'd find my way to London, where the first proposed event is and where 15 of the top 100 have played. I don't think it's fair to Phil. I know Phil has asked for a waiver for the first LIV event in London. His agent, Steve Loy, tweeted it. This is a sideshow to me, Bob.
Well, it's only getting worse. I found out over the weekend that Slugger White, who I've known for years and years and years, you know, he's head of rules and competition for this Saudi league. So one minute I hear it's non-existent. The next minute I hear news like Slugger White. I don't know. Are they ever going to play? I get a kick out of the fact that Phil reportedly has received $30 million, and if he wants to back out of that Saudi league, he has to give that money back. To date,
he's got to play in all eight events.
Yeah, to date, Phil hasn't said either way what he'll do.
No!
I don't know.
I mean,
if they gave you or I $30 million, they'd have some case on trying to get it back.
You got that right. I mean, it's again, when all this came about, I think Bob and I both discussed this. There are things probably that the PGA Tour needs to do better and will and have. I mean, to think that there needs to be another professional golf league or a competing league is beyond me. And I think it's become beyond most of the people at the highest level in the game. And time will tell. I mean, maybe we're going to look like fools and all of a sudden we're going to wake up in July and all they've had a great success. I just don't see it. And, you know, I don't want the game to get hurt.
I couldn't agree anymore, Jay. And just to clarify a little bit about Phil Mickelson playing in the PGA Championship, where, of course, everybody knows he is would be the defending champion. He has registered to play. That doesn't mean that he will play. But you have to register in order to be eligible to play. And Phil has done that. We are going to be in Southern Hills for that PGA Championship. And I can't even imagine what it'd be like if they bring Phil into the media room. It would be a Hollywood blockbuster, to put it mildly, on what would transpire. So we want to be there. Matter of fact, we may just sleep in the media room so they don't slip him in and out without us knowing about it. That's for sure.
As the world turns. Well, that's it for this week. We'll be back next week to wrap up the Wells Fargo Championship and preview the AT&T Byron Nelson and update you with all the latest news in the world of professional golf. Don't forget, if you'd like to drop us a line or give us your thoughts or opinion on the show, we'd love to hear from you. I'm STL Golf Geek on Twitter, while Bob, the VOG, the voice of golf, Bob Bubka, VOG. Check us out on Twitter.